we're starting from the bottom, a laman of the base, tan rabbanon, lo lam yadam avosan kehillah vayikapnim l'shamay. A person should always be humble like hillel, and you shouldn't be an angry person like shamay. Masa b'shinu miyadam, there was a story with two people, tap alam and alam and alam, shinu zazeh, they made a bet with one another, whichever one of us gets hillel angry, he'll take 400 zoz, amar echamehem, hani akhtin tenu, one of them got up and said, I'll do it. Also, yom erev Shabbos ha'yo, was erev Shabbos hillel chav of his rosh, hillel was shampooing his hair, halav avral pesav yisav, so he walked by his house, mikan hillel, he said, who is hillel, who is hillel, and he sat to be yasal across, so he went out, he dressed, he put himself on a towel, talis, and he went out to greet him, and bini, matam vakish, my son, what do you need? Amalei shal yishal yishal, I have a question to ask, amalei shal bini shal, ask my son, ask, mimei roshan yishal babalim sagal glais, why are the heads of Babylonians round? Now, Hillel happened to be from Babel, so it was an insult to him, why are they so roundish? Amalei bini shal yishal yishal, yes, a good question, bini shal, enlam chayus pichos, because they don't have midwives who are experts. So he went and he waited another hour. Who's Hillel? Who's Hillel? And he said, "Yatsu across." So he again he enwrapped himself in a towel and he went out to greet him. Lo bini matam vakish. What do you need? I have a question. Ask. Ask my son. Ask. Why are the eyes of the Talmudim? Why they're soft and circular? There's an insult about their looks. Lo bini shai. Look at those. You ask a question. Bini shai. Don't be in a hole because they live by sandy areas, so they need special eyes. So he went and he waited another hour. Who's Hillel? Who's Hillel? And he said, "Yatsu across." So he dressed himself up again, and he went out to greet him. Lebini matam vakish. What do you need? I have a question. Ask. Mipnei maraglim shel afrikim rechavos. Why are the feet of Africans so wide? Lebini shel galoshalto. You ask a question. Lebini shadon bein bisemai. Because they sit, they live between all these ponds and marshes. Therefore, they needed to be able to run over them. I've got a lot of questions to ask. He said, "Hillel, miserani shemitichos. I'm afraid you're going to get angry." He said, "Yoshelufano." So he dressed up in a towel and he sat down in front of him like kol. All questions you need to ask, ask. You, Hillel, they call you the Nasi of Yisrael. If you're really him, there shouldn't be anybody else like you in Bnei Yisrael. He said, my son, why? Because I lost 400 zuz because of you. He told him back, Hillel said back to him, you should be careful with your spirit. Hillel is worth 800 zuz that you should lose. So Hillel yapid as long as I don't get upset. There was a guy that came in front of Shammai. How many Torahs do you have? He said, two. I believe you about the one that was written down. I don't trust you on the one that's Baalpeh. So be Magayir me on condition that you teach me Torah Shavah. So he yelled at him, threw him out in anger. He came in front of Hillel and he was Magayir. The first day he taught him, he said, and the next day he said to the opposite way. Dalid Gimel Beis Aleph. Yesterday you didn't tell me that. Oh, you're relying on me? Then you have to rely on me on Torah Shabbal Peh. That way you taught him Torah Shabbal Peh. Shoot my Zmenachri. I had a third case. Shabbal Levnei Shammai Anachri came in front of Shammai. You should be Megayer me so that on condition that you teach me all of the Torah when I'm standing on one leg. So Shammai pushed him away with the staff of the Binyan that he had in his hand. Right, so that's that. Instead of just yelling at him, he actually pushed him away. But when Hillel Gairei came in front of Hillel, and Hillel was Megayer, Hillel Dalach Sani Lechaver Losavid. Anything that's bad for you, don't do to your friend. So he calls Harakul. That's the entire Torah. Bidach Perushu. The rest of his parish, Zil Gomer, go and learn it. Obviously, it's not the Haftal Berachah Kamocha exactly, but something similar to it. Shuv Ma'aseh Nachiyach. There was a fourth case, a third case of the non-Jew. Who came? He was walking behind the base matter. He heard the voice of a sofer who was reading out the pasuk. These are the clothes that you should make for the Kohen Gadol. The chosh and the ephod said, "Halalami." He said, "Who's that for?" I'm in the Kohen Gadol. He said, "The Kohen Gadol." And then a Jew said to him, "He said, I'm going to be Megayer so that they can make me into a Kohen Gadol." But if Neshamai came in front of Shamar, I'm going to be Megayer. I should just be the Kohen Gadol, be Megayer me so that I can become the Kohen Gadol. So he pushed him away. The Amazabin in his hand. Beloved Hill Gairay came in front of Hill and Hill was Magari. I'm like, cool, my meaning, my lechel, Misha, death, Tassus, Malchus. There's no way we can make you king unless you know the strategies of the kingdom. Lechel, my Tassus, Malchus, you have to go learn it. Halavakara, he went and he read. Kevish, give a Hadzar, Hakarev, you must. This stranger that comes close will die. I'm like, Mikras, I'll mean Amar. Who's this talking about? I'm like, Afilo, Davamel, Hisro, even Davamel, Hisro, it's true. Nasa, also, Ger, Kavachomer, Asun, even a Kavachomer, my Yisol, Shinikova, and the Makom. Bene Yisol called the children of Akarish Barhom, and Tokavisha, Avam, Karlahem, Bini Bokhari, Yisro, because of the love that Akarish Barhom loved them, he calls them. my son, my firstborn, you mustn't yet. Still, if they come close and they try to wear the clothes in the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, they die. Ger hakal shabob lemaklo v'tamilo. This ger that's lowly, who's coming with the staff and with his whatever his bag is bindle. Alach kamakami even more so that he can't do such a thing. Behold, v'neisham amalei kum royanilos Kohen Gadol. I can't become the Kohen Gadol. Oksi b'torah zarakriv you must. You should have told me. Behold, v'neihilo amalei anvas and hilo humble hilo. You know lebrachos oroshay roshcha may brachos be upon your head. Shek rabdani tachas kanfi ashkina because you brought me under the kanfi ashkina the wings of the ashkina liyam and izavu sholshin malkam echad. In some days later, all three happen to be in the same place. Amru, they all said, Kaptanusil Shel Shmuel Hashel Shammai, the upsetness of Shammai, big shel to me, not only would have destroyed me from the world, would have taken me out of the world, and his Nusa Shel Hillel, but the humility of Hillel, Karvanu, Tachas Kamfiyashin, brought us close under the Kamfiyashin of Rachel. Okay, so that's the two dots. Amr Shalak Shmai Yosef, Hayo Munasi Techa, Chos and Yeshua's Chachma Vadas is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, right? That the truth of your times, the protection of your salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. So Amunas is a Seder Zorim, that refers to Seder Zorim of the Mishnais. Itecha is a Seder Moed, the times, well, that's referring to Seder Moed. Chos on the inheritance, Zeser Nashim. Yeshuos, Zeser Nizikin. Salvation is Nizikin. Chochma, Zeser Kachem, and Das, Zeser Taros. Nonetheless, the Yira of Hashem is the greatest thing to be able to have. More than the Chochma of all that stuff, the greatest thing to have is Yira Hashem. On Rav, B'Shash, Machnizan, or Ledin, when a person goes up to Din in Shemayim, Omen Lezeru, Nasatu, Nasatu, Ve'amuna, did you do business with Amuna? That's the first question. That's number two, Kavati, Itim, Lezeru, did you set up times for Torah? Satu, Puravu, did you do Puravu, Tipisal, Yeshua? Did you look forward to the Mashiach? Papatu, Chochma, did you use a lot of Chochma? Avant, do you do Havana when it comes to understanding things well? If Yiras Hashem is your Otzer, then great. Ilolo, but if you don't have Yiras Hashem, then forget it. None of this is worth it in the first place. So we say, Mashal, it's to a person that says to a shliach, Hela li kur chitin l'aliya, bring up a kur of chitin, a kur of wheat into the upper room. Did he put in a little bit of kav of pesticide in there? Like something else he can add in, right? Some type of salty, whatever it is. Amalei Lavi said, no, I didn't do that. So Amalei Mutavim Loli said, it would have been better if you didn't bring it up because now it's not worth it. It's going to get lost completely. And so to your Yiras Hashem is what keeps everything and allows everything to keep going. If you don't have that, then you might as well have not brought it up in the first place, might as well have not done anything in the first place. Two dots. Tan Rabbi Rabbi Yishmael. Tan Rabbi Yishmael, the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael says, if a person adds on that type of thing, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to be worried about the value of the chitim because it's not going to have to worry about it. The Shmira is that way. There's not even going to be an issue of Ono in such a case. Fine. Two dots. Omer Rav Huna called him Shesh Bal Torvi and Bo Yerushalayim. If a person learns Torvi, doesn't have Yerushalayim. It's like a person, like Gizbar, this is on the Lamed Alvam Vez, like a Gizbar, a person who's in charge of Hektish, where they gave him the keys, the inner keys, but the outer keys, they never gave to him. But hi, how's he going to get in? He might have some keys, but he doesn't have to say, oh, he's missing out on everything. Chaval, they say, and somebody who doesn't even have a house, yet he has a garden for the house, right, that's missing something. Again, you're missing the Yerushalayim. Amr Vidal Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lama L'Kadosh Yiru Milafanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made this world so that we have Yiru. Shalom Elohim HaSoy She Yiru Milafanav. Rabbi Lazar were sitting, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha walked by him. Right, we should stand up in front of him because he's a person with Yiras Chet. We should stand up in front of him because he's somebody who learns a lot of Torah. So he said back to him, I already said that he's a Yiras Shemayim. You're telling me he's a Bar Torah? That's the most important thing. Most of the Rabbi who said that he was somebody who was a Yirei Chet. The only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about in this world is Yirei Shemayim. Shem HaTol Yisrael. Masham HaKadosh Olim Yichokim Liyura. What else do I ask from you except for Yira? Ksiv HaYomer La'odim. Hein Yiras Hashem Yichokma. Shekem B'Lav Shem Vani. Yikon La'achas Hein. Achas is Hein. So it's one thing. And Tistayim. And that's that. That's all he asked for. So it's a weird pasuk because that pasuk in the Purim Yud, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do except for Yira? The rest of the pasuk is all the other things. He asks you for Chokma and wisdom, etc. And to be able to learn the Torah. It's a weird pasuk to be able to bring. But the other one of Hain, meaning one, is a good one. Two dots. Darsh Rav Ula. Don't be too evil. You shouldn't be very evil, but you should be a little evil. I understand if you should eat garlic and your breath smells. Should you eat more garlic and have your breath smell even worse? And that's Shadal Tirsha Harbe. If you're going to do one thing wrong, okay, don't go even worse. Don't go any further. Darsh Rav Rav Ula. Ubari Ulam. So it says, there are no chains for their death. And Bari Ulam, their vitality is all out there. not Haredim. It's not enough for Rishayim, but they're not afraid and they're not sad about the day of death. They think that they're doing awesome. They think that they're doing that. They're missing out on everything. How do they not recognize it? That's what he's so upset about. So it says, that's what Rabbi means. That this way is failure for them. They know that their way is death. And they have this fat that it's on top of their intestines or whatever. Maybe they forgot. They know it with their own mouths. They speak about it. And they still know about it. So a person who has pity on the candle, it's at Rabbi Yosef. So we're going back to the Mishnah. We're going all the way back to the Daf Chav Tesma Beis. And it says over here, it says, Rabbi Yosef, he says he potters by all the different things. He says you're going to be potter of Osir by all the things that we say over here. If you're kachasal and air, you're potter by all of them except for psila, right? If you're kachasal or psila, and he causes psila to go out because you're causing a charkol to happen. Rabbi Yisrael Israel, who's old like Rabbi Yisrael Levi, old like Rabbi Yehuda, that melachah shen tzrich legufa is chayiv, right? So afilu hanach nami lechayiv, so you should be chayiv by all of them. Yikra shem Yisrael Levi, old melachah shen tzrich legufa is potter, some psila nami lefter, so by psila you should also be potter. What difference does it make if you're making a kol? You don't mean to make a kol, so who cares? Amar ula lo long Rabbi Yisrael Levi, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you should be chayiv except Rabbi Yossi sofser, amanas leiv nos bim koma, ve sofser. If you're sofser in order to build it up in that same place, it's sofser, amanas leiv nos shalom bim koma, but if you're going to build it up somewhere else, law is osir. And therefore, this case where you're not trying to do it for that exact reason, that's going to be something that's not considered like actual osir. So too, it's not going to be real mechaba. I'm the rabbi michti kol malachos yafinu l'mishkan. All malachos we learn out from the mishkan of hasam sosir manasul l'shol ben komahu. But that is a case of sosir that you want to build somewhere else because you're moving it from one place and then move over to the other. So how could you call it al manasul l'vino shol ben komahu law is osir? That can't be. Amalei shiny hasam. No, it's different. Over the kizusiv al piyashem yachnu through the matzav hashem they camped kisosir manasul l'vino shol ben komahu dami. It's considered like so someone asked Levinos Ben Komadami because they knew that it was a place that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted. Rabbi Yochanan, my lolan Kurishim is really. So Rabbi Yochanan argues with the Ula and he says, no, really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. Why is a psila going to be chayv? Can a Rav Amnuna be tem Ravada Barava? How a psila shalak lahava vaskin? We're talking about a type of wick that needs to be burnt in such a way. The Bahi, I feel Rishim Modi, even that Rabbi Shimon is going to be motivated to come attack him on you. You're fixing something, therefore it's a problem. Rabbi Dekanami, that even is a diak. Dekatani, you also pecham, you're making a pecham. Look at him, Mishanasis pecham. It's not because he actually made it into a pecham shomina. That's exactly what we were talking about over here, and that's the reason why you're making it into a pecham, and that's why you're going to be chayv in this case. Mishnah, Shoshav Az Milshem Biz Shasli Dasan. There are three others that women die during childbirth for Hashem. There's Nida, the Chadla, the Alexander, because they're not careful about Nida, Hilchas Nida, about Chala, about taking being Mafresh Chala, as well as lighting their candles. Nida, my time. What's the reason why Nida? Rabbi Yitzchak, he killed Kala, Bechad Vibita. She ruined something when it came to her inside. So she killed Kala, Bechad Vibita, and therefore she gets hit based on the inside by the baby itself. Tenech Nida, okay, I get Nida. Chala, Alexander, Mike, Lemur, what about the other two? Kedidosh, Ugliela, led Rav Chisto, because this is Galilean. Said in front of Rochis itself, I gave you a revius of dam, and therefore what that means is I told you about iske dam that you should be very careful for racious karesias. I called you racious is artias. Therefore, and stuff that's dealing with racious, in other words, the chala, that's what I've warned you about. The neshama that I gave you is called an air. I warned you about an air. If you keep it, then everything's good. If not, if you don't do the air properly, then I'm going to take away your soul. My shamashas does this. Why? During the time of birth, Amarava Nafal Tura Chadet Sakina. Well, when the axe falls, then you sharpen the sakin. In other words, since she's already in a dangerous situation, it could get worse very quickly. Abaymar Tavish Tiros Amsa Bechad Matris Lehava. When you want to add on to the sins of the maidservant, just one hit and it becomes that way. So you got to be very careful. It just takes one hit during that time. Rechista Amar Shav Kula Ravi Deminafshi Nafil. Leave the drunk alone; he'll fall on his own. So in other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't give you Siyata Deshmaya during that time. Mar Ukvamar Raya Chagav Iyan Easy. There is a lame shepherd and the goats are running. Abav chutra mili. When the flocks come, they speak. Abidari chushmina. In the stables, there's a cheshbin. So there was always a cheshbin before, and this happens to be the time that was there. Rapapa amra abav chanuasa if yachan rachmi. When a person is in the store, there's a lot of brothers and a lot of people having mercy on the person of Vizioni, but when it's in a bad time, there's not as many people there. So maybe that's the time when a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take that punishment when nobody else is going to daven for her. We'll stop right there in the first wide line of Lam Bez Medalef.